consecrate my office, my energies, and all the wisdom I can summon to the cause of peace among nations.
Now those who seek absolute power, even though they seek it to do what they regard as good, are simply demanding the right to enforce their own version of heaven on earth.
I want to thank Secretary Powell for his careful and powerful presentation of the facts.
A pack of lies. A pack of lies.
The United States government has, one way or another, ordered, authorized, permitted, tolerated, torture.
We're making tremendous progress, but there is much more to do to win the war on terrorism and defeat terrorism.
I have a dream. I have a dream.
The fact is, we do need better international governance to help spread the benefits of globalization, 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 globalization.
American world domination or paramountcy. Historically, the U.S. sought security, not domination.
Nothing's perfect in life, so you have an election that's not quite perfect.
Now was the time to come forward and say who specifically was on that energy task force and lift any kind of shadow that's still there.
We've been through this issue a number of times.
We need to make sure that the political, the economic, and the security infrastructure of that state is shaped and helped to come into being.
Weapons of mass destruction.
We're dealing with enemies that recognize no rule of warfare and accept no standard of morality.
And we don't tolerate any violations of human rights for detainees, whether it is related to food or any other rights. If they have committed any crimes, this is something different, because we have to separate the humanitarian issues from the legal issues.
Now, Miles, I've been on the phone for the past hour trying to clarify that statement, what does separate humanitarian issues from legal ones, yet to get an answer. The discovery, though, comes as part of an overall investigation launched by the Prime Minister after the discovery in mid-November of a secret bunker in Baghdad where Iraqi security forces were abusing prisoners. Some 160-plus detainees there, a number of them with signs of severe torture.
The terrorists believe that by controlling an entire country, they will be able to target and overthrow other governments in the region and establish a radical Islamic empire that encompasses a region from Spain, across North Africa, through the Middle East and South Asia, all the way to Indonesia.
In the most headline-grabbing moment, Pinter argued that President Bush and Prime Minister Blair should be tried as war criminals, and he compared the policies of the U.S. government to a kind of theatrical performance.
You have to hand it to America. It has exercised a quite clinical manipulation of power worldwide, while masquerading as a force for universal good. It's a brilliant, even witty, highly successful act of hypnosis. I put to you that the United States is without doubt the greatest show on the road. Brutal, indifferent, scornful, and ruthless it may be, but it's also very clever. As a salesman, it is out on its own, and its most saleable commodity is self-love. It's a winner.
Playwright Harold Pinter, author of plays including The Homecoming and The Birthday Party.
The day you decided to join the armed forces of our country was a great day for the United States of America.
This is a case where a rookie firm, not ready for prime time, got a no-bid contract, and nobody knew why at that point.
In a second unrelated case, newspapers had a field day reporting the $10 million bat mitzvah for the daughter of defense contractor David Brooks. The party featured performances from, among others, Aerosmith and 50 Cent. Brooks is the head of DHB Industries, which makes body armor for U.S. troops. The Marines recalled more than 5,000 vests after safety questions were raised. But Brooks has still done very well, with a $3 million salary in 2004 and tens of millions of dollars in stock options.
He is spending that
flaunting it in ways that I think most people see as not only tasteless, but really giving a bad message to the troops on the front lines.
We've arrived at a strange time in this country where the worst about America and our military seems to so quickly be taken as truth by the press and reported and spread around the world, often with little context and little scrutiny, let alone correction or accountability after the fact.
You may find that careful, Jamie. I'm not sure that all would. The fact is that suggesting that a war against terrorism should not be measured in terms of terrorist acts carried out, nor should we be guided in our understanding of this war by the number of American casualties, now over 2,100 in Iraq, seems at best Orwellian. Can you perhaps provide context for that statement?
Well, I'm not sure I can, but I can point out that it does seem to contradict the message we're getting from U.S. commanders who've been talking about the progress they're making in the war, the fact that the number of attacks are down, even though some of the attacks are more lethal. They're talking about defeating the insurgents, and Rumsfeld is talking about not defeating the insurgents, but is simply getting to the point where the U.S. can turn it over to the Iraqis so they can continue the fight for who knows how long.
Luckily, there is a white knight riding in from the judicial branch. Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito is the subject of glowing new ads from Catholic advocacy groups.
For 35 years, one Jersey City tradition included a Christmas and Hanukkah display in front of City Hall. But the American Civil Liberties Union sued, forcing the city to remove the display. Thanks to Judge Samuel Alito, the inclusive holiday display was restored.
Of course, saving Christmas doesn't guarantee you confirmation of the Supreme Court. I think we all remember the ill-fated Ernest nomination.
Howard Dean should be arrested for treason. He should be arrested for treason. He should be put into a hole somewhere and left there till the war in Iraq is over for what he is doing, because he doesn't see any good news at all. The good news is to him is we lose the war, because then he says and feels that they can take back the House, the Senate, and the White House. We have people in this country from the left who probably jump up and down every time an American loses his life or her life, because they're thinking politics instead of what really is going on. Howard Dean will never be on my show in his lifetime, and Howard Dean should be arrested for treason, and if not hung, put in a hole. So let me ask you a question. Who do you think Saddam and Zarqawi would vote for?
If they had their choice right now, probably Howard Dean.
We've won the war already. And for the Democrats to say we can't win it, what kind of a statement is that? And furthermore, one of the fundamental principles we have in America is that the president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. And attempts to undermine the commander-in-chief during time of war amounts to treason. I know we have an opportunity to express our points of view, but there's a time when we're engaged in a combat situation that carping criticism against the commander-in-chief just doesn't cut it.
Despite the lack of a natural disaster, thousands flee Des Moines, Iowa. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Though the National Weather Service has not reported a tornado, hurricane, or flood in the Des Moines area, thousands are rapidly fleeing at this hour. City officials have issued no official evacuation orders and are advising residents to remain calm and to avoid overcrowded highways. Janet Wendell is one of thousands stalled on Interstate 35.
I just hope I can get out of here before it's too late.
Mayor Frank County told reporters this is the largest mass exodus from Iowa since 1997, when the president of the Dubuque Rotary Club urged citizens of that city to run for their lives. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News.
The ACLU, I think, is a grossly irresponsible organization that is going out of its way to help al-Qaeda. That I don't think ABC News is in that category at all. I mean, I think they're doing what they think is best for the country. The ACLU is doing what they think is best for the country they envision, not the country we have now, but certainly is aiding and abetting the enemy. Do you agree?
Yes, I think the ACLU has been taken over by a group of people whose vision of America is so weird and so contrary to the overwhelming values of over 95% of the American people. And they are so aggressive in pushing some of the most extreme cases that one has to wonder what their underlying core values are. I mean, it's almost as though they were into destruction for its own sake and weakening and undermining America for its own sake.
Moving on to our Back of the Book segment. Last week, the UK voted to legalize same-sex marriage. Some say that may pave the way for similar legislation here in the U.S. Here to discuss the issue is openly gay Congressman Barney Frank. Congressman Frank, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Hang on a second there, Mr. Frank. I gotta ask you, when you're on The Factor, to please use your real voice.
This is my real voice.
I don't think so.
This is how I talk.
You say it's your real voice, I say it isn't. Let's move on. Congressman Frank, you and the rest of the secular progressive movement must be pleased by this ruling, but let's get real. Is there even a chance of this thing getting passed in this country, or what do you think?
Bill, gay men and women simply want the same rights and benefits as straight Americans. To deny someone these basic rights simply because they are homosexual.
Got to interrupt you there, counselor. I think the word you're looking for is homo sapiens.
No, I'm talking about homosexuals.
Homo sapiens means people. Go ahead.
I know that. I'm talking about homosexuals.
Agree to disagree.
No, we won't.
Give you the last word.
The United States could learn a lot from the UK. I applaud the members of Parliament for their efforts.
Whoa. Hang on a second there, Professor. According to my notes, Parliament is a 1970s funk band headed by Mr. One George Clinton. Brother of former President Bill Clinton. And as far as I can tell, Parliament has practically nothing to do with the British government, nor this piece of legislation. Tell me where I'm wrong.
You are wrong in so many ways. I am actually concerned for you, Bill.
Nice try.
On the report card, the government got an F for congressional failure to mandate radio channels for first responders, army, police, fire departments. Something Hurricane Katrina showed is needed for every kind of disaster.
Are we going to send policemen and firemen in this nation into battle against evil without the ability to talk to each other?
An F, too, for failing to hand out Homeland Security money to states and cities most at risk.
One city used its Homeland Security money for air-conditioned garbage trucks.
And the Bush administration got a D on its efforts to help secure nuclear materials and other weapons of mass destruction in the former Soviet Union and around the world.
Officials say Rigoberto Alpizar was acting erratically, and they say claimed to have a bomb. No bomb was found. Now some passengers are coming forward to give their version of events. NPR's Eric Weiner set out to learn more.
George Borelli, an architect, had just settled into his seat directly behind the first-class section of the Boeing 757 when suddenly he saw a fellow passenger bolting towards the front of the plane.
Bolting like he was trying to get off the plane very quickly, like maybe he had forgotten something or was on the wrong plane, and then within 5 or 10 seconds after that, his wife came up saying, "My husband is sick and he needs to get off the plane." I assumed he needed to throw up and didn't want to throw up on the plane.
The agitated man, Rigoberto Alpizar, was now in the jetway, where he was confronted by two armed air marshals. Passenger George Borelli says the sound from the jetway was muffled. He acknowledges he couldn't hear everything.
But I did clearly hear one of the air marshals or someone say to him, "Stop," and then within half a second, shots were fired.
At no point, says Borelli, did he hear Alpizar say anything about a bomb.
I never heard him say anything. He was not yelling. I would have heard that from the back of the plane, I think, and so would have a lot of other people, and I think a lot of other people would have panicked and tried to get off the plane.
That's a version of events corroborated by several other passengers. After the shooting, Alpizar's wife told passengers her husband was suffering from bipolar disorder and had forgotten to take his medication.
So Ed and Deb Gunther are among the tens of thousands of Americans paying a professional to do the decorating this year.
It makes my life easier because part of my biggest job during the holidays is the tree and putting the lights on the tree. And if anybody out there has done lights on Christmas trees, you know that they never work.
When you come back and it's all done, it's a wonderful feeling. When it's been decorated for Christmas and say, "Oh my God, it's beautiful."
Robin Lamonte is an interior decorator who recognized a special need during the holiday season.
There are a lot of people that are dual income. They don't have the time anymore to decorate for the holidays. So I had clients asking me, gee, can you help me at holiday time?
Careful.
Why didn't Stanley Tookie admit that he killed these four individuals and beg for mercy and apologize and then cite all of the good things he did with the writing of his books?
Mr. Williams has consistently maintained his innocence. He says he didn't do it. And under those circumstances, some sort of last-minute clemency conversion wouldn't have been looked upon favorably anyway.
As what he is.
Yes.
Why should the governor grant you clemency?
Well, I mean, the thing is that first and foremost, I would have to say that I am innocent. I've been saying that from the incipient of my arrest. And secondly, I will say if I'm allowed to live, if Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger grants me a clemency or an indefinite stay, it will also enable me to